It is Monday, January 6th. I'm Sam Cedar.
And I'm Lucy Steiner. Which one of these stories will you be talking about today?
The Iraqi parliament votes to expel all U.S. troops from the country following the assassination of Iranian General Qasem Soleimani in Baghdad. Meanwhile, Iranian Americans returning from a concert in Canada are detained at the U.S. border and interrogated about their political views. Lastly, a new CBS poll shows Bernie Sanders leading in New Hampshire and tied for first in Iowa, with less than a month to go before caucusing begins in that state.
You're listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
Iraq's parliament voted on Sunday to end foreign troop presence in the country, including thousands from the U.S. The vote was followed by a complaint to the United Nations over the Trump administration's assassination of Iranian General Qasem Soleimani in Baghdad last week. Around 5,200 U.S. soldiers have been stationed across bases in Iraq since an invitation by the Iraqi government in 2014 to support local troops fighting ISIS. The National reports that the bill is still subject to approval by the ruling Iraqi government, and canceling the U.S.-Iraq agreement requires a one-year notice for withdrawal. Meanwhile, the U.S.-led military coalition in Iraq announced on Sunday it is putting the fight against ISIS militants on hold to focus on protecting its troops and bases. The coalition said it's suspending the training of Iraqi forces and other operations in support of the battle against ISIS. The National notes that a pullout of U.S. troops could cripple the fight against ISIS and allow the militants to make a comeback. It could also enable Iran to deepen its influence in Iraq. CommonDreams.org reports that dozens of Iranian Americans were detained at the U.S.-Canada border on Saturday and questioned about their political views and allegiances. On Sunday, Washington State chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations said it's assisting more than 60 Iranians and Iranian Americans of all ages who were detained at length and questioned at the Peace Arch border crossing in Blaine, Washington. Those detained, according to CARE, were returning from an Iranian pop concert that took place Saturday in Vancouver, Canada. CARE, citing an anonymous source from Customs and Border Protection, alleged that the Department of Homeland Security has issued a national order to report and detain anyone with Iranian heritage entering the country who is deemed potentially suspicious or, quote, adversarial, regardless of citizenship status. Representative Pramila Jayapal, a Washington Democrat, tweeted that she is, quote, deeply disturbed by reports that the vast majority of people being held by CBP were American citizens.
Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. And all shipping is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at JustCoffee.coop.
A new CBS News tracking poll released Sunday has Bernie Sanders leading the field in New Hampshire and tied for first in Iowa, with less than a month to go before the first caucuses of the 2020 election. A survey of registered voters showed Sanders polling at 27% in New Hampshire, 2 percentage points ahead of Joe Biden, and in a three-way tie at 23% with Biden and Pete Buttigieg in Iowa, where the first 2020 caucuses will take place on February 3rd. CBS News reported that in New Hampshire, 65% of Sanders' backers call themselves enthusiastic about supporting him ahead of all other candidates. According to the survey, Sanders has attracted more first-time caucus-goers than his rivals have, with 36% of his supporters in Iowa saying February 3rd's caucus will be their first. And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie!
The House of Representatives will vote on a war powers resolution this week aimed at setting limits on President Trump's military actions against Iran. This according to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who announced it late Sunday. On Saturday, Trump tweeted that he would respond to any Iranian attacks on Americans or American assets by targeting 52 Iranian sites that he said are, quote, important to Iran and the Iranian culture. Purposely attacking cultural sites is considered a war crime, according to the Geneva Conventions. The Australia government department responsible for managing emergencies closed down its Canberra office due to poor air quality Monday as the 20th death from deadly bushfires in New South Wales was confirmed. Lastly, NBC is reporting that Michael Bloomberg has hired 500 organizers and staff in more than 30 states, including all 14 of the delegate-rich Super Tuesday states. This according to NBC News reports. The billionaire former mayor of New York only announced his candidacy 6 weeks ago, but now has more than 800 staffers on his payroll and has spent over $100 million on advertising. I have personally spoken to people who have told me that he is paying way over market rate. He can do so because he is a very excited billionaire.
Quickie.
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Lucy?
Thank you, Sam. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon, wherever your podcasts are found.